Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DJ, I've never seen these words in a sentence. The beauty of the airport run. I mean, for me, it's right? It's always a chore and drudgery, and okay, I'll go pick them up. But I can't say I look
Only
forward
DJ.
To it. Tell me, I'm really anxious to hear about how you've turned this into almost a litmus test, it seems.
You know, it's interesting. I grew up, and to this day, if I have to go to the airport, I, you know, will sometimes park or take public transit. But a lot of the times, I still ask people to take us to the airport. I ask friends or my mom or whoever, and people ask me too. Like, and that's something that I do somewhat regularly for people. I'm happy to do it. And I was chatting with a friend of mine who moved away from the Midwest, and he's out in the Pacific Northwest now. And he was telling me that it's just not a thing people do out there. Like, he's got plenty of friends, but none of them would take each other to the airport. You don't do it. So one time we were in Colorado together, and he was like, my flight gets in at, you know, midnight, and the public transit doesn't run very often, and it's going to take me till 3 o'clock in the morning to get home, or I got to pay $60 for an Uber, and nobody's going to pick me up because it's just not what we do. And it made me sad because I think, I don't know, even if it's inefficient, even if it would be more efficient to, when your friend asks you to take you to the airport, say, well, can I just Venmo you the $20 and you can take an Uber? Like, sure, maybe that's more efficient, but I don't know. I want to live in a community where we take each other to the airport. And I was reflecting about that recently, and two stories came to mind from people that I've driven to the airport recently. One was my brother-in-law, who I just picked up from the airport a couple of days ago. And what happens is, when you pick people up from the airport, they start to tell you about their trip, right? Like, you're still on the vacation high. You're excited. And he was bubbling, telling me about people he went to high school with that he hasn't connected with for years. And because of this trip, because of a long weekend they spent together, now they're inspired to connect more, which for them actually won't involve travel. It'll involve connecting virtually. They're going to, you know, game online together and find ways to connect on the internet because they live all over the country and can't connect very often. But that weekend that they got to spend together brought new value to the relationship, the daily and weekly relationship that they will have online. Now, that's not a lesson I learned from my travel, but it's a lesson I got to learn from him. Just because I said, yes, I can throw my kids in the car for nap time and come and get you at the airport on a Sunday afternoon. So
interesting.
That was something that stuck out to me. And then I had another experience a couple of weeks ago, talking, you know, driving with a friend and hearing about his trip with a group of four guys. So get this, four 40-ish-year-old guys went to an all-inclusive in Mexico together. And my friend is describing this. He's going, this isn't something I would normally do. Like, I just kind of said yes because they were friends and I said, sure, let's do it. And then he's like describing them staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning at the disco every night and making friends with, you know, they're making friends with like a woman and her daughter who are there. And then they're on the beach with them like late at night. And these, you know, these people that they've never seen before and will never see again are saying, you know, you made our trip happen because these four men decided to breach out. So anyway, these stories I'm hearing, I'm going, really, that's like an odd way to travel. And it was four guys who weren't out to, like, you know, find somebody and hook up. They were guys with families back home that were just out to have a good weekend. And anyway, all that to say, I learned about other people's travel and shared in their joy just because I said yes to picking them up at the airport. And what it reminds me of, and I've read studies like this before, but there's a study I just read from a number of years ago that talks about the joy we get from travel. And I think that's part of what we do. We travel so that we can experience joy in our lives, partially at least. And some studies have shown that you actually get more joy from the anticipation of the travel and the reflecting back, looking at pictures, regaling stories of your travel than you do from the actual trip itself. So with that in mind, if I can drive you to the airport or pick you up from the airport, like, I get to share in a little bit of that joy. On a random Tuesday where I just said yes to pick you up at the airport, I get a little slice of your vacation by doing that.
Yeah. A return on investment. I like that a lot.
First of all, I think that's true. Anticipating a trip and planning for a trip and counting down the days. I mean, that's really such a huge part of the experience. And you know what's funny? That my kids love a surprise. They love to surprise their grandparents or surprise a friend. And that's okay once in a while. But sometimes when the grandparent knows they're coming, or they can share together, well, what do you want to do? And what should I keep in the house? And where should we go? You know, you sort of rob them of some of that joy for knowing, oh, three more days and then I get to see my babies. So again, surprises are fun, but it's great when you can plan together, and that anticipation is delicious.
Yeah. And DJ, listening to you too, two thoughts came to mind. Mm-hmm. A friendship, you have to invest in your friendships, right? I mean, it's like anything else in life. And it sometimes it's a little too easy to say, well, I texted them, I emailed them, I even called them. And so, okay, I'm up to speed. I've topped off my friendship, when in reality, sometimes, you know, it does require face-to-face, right?
And it's not practical. Like, if travel or if friendship were just about being practical, then you go, all right, well, the most efficient way for me to go to Florida and sit on the beach is to do this and to go by myself, and it'll be much faster. Well, when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous. No, you go slow. You go with friends. You enjoy the ride. You enjoy the journey. And it's hard to actually do that sometimes. But I think at the end of the day, we all know that that's a better way to travel, and it's a better way to pursue friends, right? Like, having a friendship isn't about efficiency.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that you take people to the airport, because I guess you have an experienced Jewish male travel disease. It is an affliction that all Jewish males at some point are afflicted with, you know, mostly after their bar mitzvahs. They are afflicted with Jewish male travel disease. Some of the symptoms are color-coded folders of itinerary and car and hotel reservations. And it often comes with a lot of surrounding stress, bossing people around, possibly getting annoyed at a gate agent. It is not a good disease to have, but all Jewish males at some point will become afflicted with this. JMTS. It's not catchy. Don't worry. It's not, you can't catch it. So DJ, like, is a great traveler. He would never come down with Jewish male travel disease, but it is a problem for our tribe.
So it would be a problem if like I was going to take you and Mark to the airport, I'd have to like get you there 6 hours early, that kind of a deal, right?
There might be some lunacy involved. there might be some yelling, some telling you which way to go to the airport, stressing out about where to drop us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Good thing Paul volunteered for that airport run already. So.
Yeah. Hey. It's like being out on a golf course. Sometimes my kids tell me stuff on the airport runs that they might not tell me on the phone.
I know.
Or in another setting. It's almost like a confessional. You know, in my car on the way to the airport. It's weird, but you're onto something.
Yes, it's because, again, travel gets us out of our comfort zone, puts us in a different frame of mind, and you are either still or already experiencing that when you're even on the way to the airport, right? And you can get in a little bit on that adventure if you're the one doing the drop-off.
DJ, Jure, at the end of our lives, it won't be, hey, how much money did you make? And it's going to be who you loved and what you did and what you saw. You know, God created an amazing world, and I want to see as much of it as I can. And I'm so glad we do these segments, Preaching Travel. Thank you, DJ.
You bet. Say yes when somebody asks you to give them a lift to the airport.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're the best, DJ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.